Welcome back to Classic Throwback. This is Natalie, and I'm so happy we could have you here. Thank you, listeners and readers, all the way from Italy, all the way to Belgium. If you haven't yet, make sure you go check out classicthrowback.com. We have some pretty cool stuff going on there, as well as a blog and an email subscription, so you can be alerted when there's a new episode. Today's episode will be about a Marvel run-through. If you haven't yet, again, go check out the blog, because this video will be referring to some parts of that. So, we're pretty excited. I'm going to be talking about some more Marvel upcoming predictions I have, as well as some honorable mentions of Marvel movies. Stay tuned for more after this break. Welcome back into this episode of Classic Throwback, the Marvel run-through. Joining us today, yet again, is Matt Ripley from the coach's office.
I'm back. Did I ever really leave, though? That's the question.
That's the problem.
You may not be able to get rid of me at this point.
Security?
Yeah. Wait, where am I going? Why are you taking me? Where are you taking me? No, I don't know.
Okay, that's enough.
Marvel, huh?
Yes. So,
I think I read some of your
blog. Yeah, the blog. We have some honorable mentions that I didn't include in the blog, but I got comments about that I thought was really... It kind of made me think about it a little bit.
I thought it was a pretty solid list. I didn't disagree with the movies that were on there. I probably would have put the first Captain America in there somewhere.
See, well, I put Civil War because...
Yeah, I guess that kind of... That covers it. I mean, I don't know. Endgame was great. I liked Endgame, but I don't know that it would be number one per se. But this is your show.
It's definitely an emotional journey right there. I had to put it because it's the last time we're going to see all of them. Spoiler alert. Together.
So. Is that how that works? Do you say the spoiler and then
after,
say spoiler
alert? Yes. But seriously, if you haven't seen Endgame, I would stop listening now because spoilers may be ahead.
So what do you got for honorable mention? Because my honorable mention, I'd have thrown the first Captain America in there.
Right. See, I agree with that. However, it didn't make the cut. I do love the time period and just the overall feel of the first Avenger. However, on the list, I did put Thor Ragnarok.
Okay, I can get with that.
Thor Ragnarok, and I put Infinity War.
Okay, yeah. I think Infinity War... I don't know that I'd say it was better than Endgame, but I think...
It's just an honorable mention, that's why.
Yeah, I guess. Something like that.
It's... Infinity War, it was just non-stop action.
I mean, the whole time you're waiting on everybody to die, so I mean...
Which wasn't that far-fetched.
Really. At different points, you really thought, like, Tony Stark got stabbed, that was it.
It kept you on the edge of your seat.
Loki died at the very beginning.
Gosh, yeah, right off the bat.
Hulk got beat up pretty good. I thought Hulk was going to die.
Yeah, I thought he was going to come back after that.
It was non-stop.
Gamora died.
Yeah.
That was emotional.
Then when everybody got dusted, I mean, that was...
That was rough.
That was pretty tough. Not the princess.
Mr. Stark. Yes. Funny story, actually. We were in the theater watching it, and when, spoiler, Black Panther got dusted, this college student, he yelled...
Not the Panther.
Yeah. It was...
I think he was a little distraught.
Yeah, I think we all were. But with that being said, Endgame.
It was big. It was...
What's next for Marvel?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of torn. The Russo brothers, they said that Endgame was meant to give an ending, obviously.
Into the game.
To the first phase, these first phases of Marvel. So you've got...
All this build-up, is the finale.
In the first 10 years, it's supposed to cap it off. Now, what I don't understand is you've got Spider-Man Far From Home that is technically supposed to be the end. So, not having an Avenger movie finish off the phase is kind of weird. But I think Spider-Man is going to give a lot of information on what's coming up going forward.
Right. See, the only problem is, you take out Captain America, you take out Tony Stark, what honestly, what's the point? You know, like, almost like you need more development.
Yeah, I think that, I think that's why, again, if you haven't seen Endgame, I probably wouldn't finish listening to all this.
I probably wouldn't have even started this.
But I think that with Thor going off with Guardians, which I think Guardians could stand on its own. I don't think they needed.
It's just, they're kind of like Captain Marvel is. They're not exactly Avengers, but they're just not heroes.
And so you got Hulk, Smart Hulk now. That's a mix of Bruce Banner and the Hulk.
Which was kind of scarring.
And so now, you know, going Hulk forward, fans. We have no Captain America. Well, Steve Rogers. We have no Tony Stark. So I don't know. To me, personally, as a fan from the beginning, from Iron Man 1, without the originals, I just don't feel as attached to
it. Yeah, I don't feel like Marvel will have that same, really, almost anticipation for the next movie.
Yeah, I mean, I
the same energy.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to get excited for. I mean, now, granted, Spider-Man, I think, has staying power. I'm pretty excited for Far From Home.
Yes, I am. He's my favorite.
Well, I don't know if my excitement is because it's Spider-Man or if it's because I'm wanting to see what's next, what's going to springboard.
You're not sure if it's just a filler and you're excited for the information that comes with it or the actual movie itself.
Ant-Man and the Wasp, if I don't see it in theaters, I'm not disappointed. The Black Panther movies, same way.
See, I like Black Panther. I think he's just freaking awesome.
Yeah, I mean, just these newer extra characters, even Falcon and Winter Soldier, they're getting their own spinoff show on the Disney Plus app, as well as Loki, as well as Scarlet Witch and Vision. It'll be called Scarlet Vision. And so, but I guess it's supposed to take place, obviously, I guess, before Vision is gone. I don't know. There's a lot of things I think that Marvel's staying hush on right now until Spider-Man comes out, and then I think
the theory of the multiple realities.
The multiverse has been kind of contradicted. The writers of Endgame say no. The Russo brothers say yes.
But so, can we trust the Russo brothers is the question.
I don't know.
But
then in Spider-Man it talks about Mysterio being from an alternate Earth. So, I don't know.
So, with this phase, what kind of leadership roles are we going to be looking at?
Well, I mean, you saw Steve Rogers give Falcon the shield at the end of Endgame. Yeah. So, I guess it's assumed that, it's just looking at it, he'll be the next Captain America. But I think that the Falcon and Winter Soldier show will be them sharing the mantle, I believe.
Right. That's how it was in the comics. They both had it at one point.
As far as a leader of the Avengers goes, I don't know who steps into that role. I mean, there's nobody really. I mean, I would have said that maybe Black Widow, she was kind of leading the group.
Well, we can't say that now, can we?
Yeah. And then Hulk, maybe Bruce Banner. I don't really know who takes the helm of leaders of the Avengers.
Then you have Captain Marvel. She's not exactly dependable as far as.
Well, she's fighting. She says that she's got to go and protect these planets where the Avengers aren't. So, gosh, I don't know. I don't know who would be the leader of the Avengers going forward. I mean, there has to be. You assume there's going to be
a figurehead of some sort.
Yeah, and
With S.H.I.E.L.D. being broken, too, it won't have the same sort of controlled factor.
It's like it's starting all over again.
It really is.
Kind of sad now.
It's like Infinity War all over again.
I don't know. I mean, that is a good question to think of. I mean, they toss it around, I believe, in one of the Spider-Man trailers. You know, is he going to step up?
He's going to step up, yeah.
So.
But he still has that sort of innocence. He hasn't been trained.
Yeah.
As much.
I don't think Ant-Man's really a leader. I don't know. It'll be curious to see. Where they go. We're not a very good source of information.
Really not. We're just, I'm just happy that freaking purple grape-chinned Thanos is dead. He was ticking me off.
I don't know. There were some parts in Endgame where I felt like he was a little more powerful than what he needed to be.
And some parts I kind of agreed with him, which is a scary thing.
That's not good.
And all of a sudden the followers go down.
Yeah, you're going to be on the Avengers shortlist. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know. Gosh, it's they've set up such a big first impression now with these first phases. It's gonna be hard to top. I don't know.
And with the Russo brothers, they say this next phase will be one of the best phases. So.
They say, I mean, obviously they're gonna have to say that to get people to be.
Yeah.
They're not gonna come out and say it's probably gonna suck.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be very okay.
But I don't know. It's gonna be good to. It's gonna be good to see what happens from Spider-Man and as Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, we have Doctor Strange 2, they said something about.
Black Panther 2.
But Doctor Strange, with I don't know. Is he...
Yeah, and see, he's kind of...
What's he gonna do?
Yeah, he's not really a leader type. And he's not really a follower type. He's more of an independent guy.
He's there.
Yeah, so he's definitely one that could... It's a broken group right now, I think. Yeah. They've got...
It's like post-Civil War.
Yeah, they've got to come back together again and...
Come together.
Yeah, there you go. So, that's... We'll have to see what your listeners think. Maybe they can comment who the next leader
Definitely
of the Avengers
comment.
Will be.
Who do you think the next leader of the Avengers will be? And do you think next phase will be as good as the first one?
Now, I have heard that Avengers versus X-Men could come up, which I think would be awesome. And
yeah, it freaking would.
So, also, I think they've teased maybe like a Young Avengers. So I don't know 100% how that could play into it.
Which, with Marvel owning the X-Men franchise and you have Dark Phoenix coming out, I think that is honestly a pretty good theory with X-Men versus Avengers, and I think it would be pretty freaking awesome.
I wonder if they'll play off of what they've already built with X-Men, or if they'll do, like, with Spider-Man and just start all over. I think it'd be better probably to start all over.
Yeah, and then they could intertwine the universes a little more.
The hard part about it now is they're going to have to explain why the X-Men haven't been around all this time. You know what I mean? Like, so, a lot of theories, a lot of what-ifs and maybes.
A lot of banter back and forth between
We'll have to see how that pans out.
Again... What do you all think? Comment down below. What do you think is going to happen? X-Men versus Avengers? The Avengers coming together? It's in your minds now. It's in your hands. All right, we'll be right back with closing remarks. Don't go anywhere.
This is Matt with the coach's office, and I hope you're enjoying this podcast. Kyle and I would love to have you come into the coach's office and enjoy an episode. You can catch those episodes on your favorite podcast app, or you can find us on our website, coachesofficeshow.com. Check out our blogs and all the latest episodes. Now, back to the show.
Guys, thanks for staying with us for another episode. We loved having you.
I might come back.
Maybe not. But thanks for listening. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment, because we've asked you plenty of questions and we'd love to have your theories and what you all think about it. Make sure to check out the Classic Throwback blog at classicthrowbackpodcast.com. Besides the podcast, there's plenty of more. You can sign up with your email and get alerts for next time we post or do any crazy stuff. And see you next time.
This has been a presentation of Classic Throwback, produced by Quotable Productions.